Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. I apologize if there's any technical difficulties and you guys hear any crackling and spinning or whatever. Of course, this is Andrew Fetter, and once again, I want to thank you for listening in. I also want to apologize if any of you have listened to my last show, even though my spiel was about the fishbowl effect. I did, after listening to it, and almost people were saying, God, I sound like I was in a fishbowl inside a pool or swimming pool or whatever. But nonetheless, so to speak, that's, I guess, part of the thing. I had just did actually a moon, and we're trying a new system out here and trying to work out the crumbs and details, and that's why I'm holding off on doing some interviews right now. But I do also am doing some very, I feel, important messages to carry out in due time. Another reason I'm holding off on doing interviews until later part of September, I have a high possibility of doing a very important interview or spiel, whatever you want to say, in the coming months out of the elders in the Native American area. They're having a meeting, and I will been honored to ask to be invited. So we'll see how that works out for right now. Anyway, like I said, I want to again thank you all for listening in and bearing it with me. If there is out there, I can't tell from this side if it's crackling or spilling or whatever. But I do want to get off something that I feel very important before I get into the spiel, which I think is highly important. And then, of course, those who are living in the United States, and of course, I'm talking about universe, about your healthcare. Like I said, profit is not a viable or justifiable or reasonable element or even a humanitarian element in the equation of your health. So I do plead with you to contact your government official, be it your senator, congressperson, and just let them know that you demand a public option so you have the option to choose. It should be always up to your choice, not something that is theirs. And please tell your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, because this is your right and not just a privilege. And so I do ask you to demand it, because, like I said, it is your right to carry this out. Now, any of you out there who wish to contact me, of course, have comments, questions, or whatever, please do so at my email address, of course, is flyingpigs@artlover.com, or you can contact me at myspace.com/AndrewFetter. And, you know, I was reading, there's the, as you see, some of the things I was going to elaborate on, which has to deal with certain situations that I believe we constantly put little band-aids over them in our political realms, or things that we foresee, the economics that we utilize, the monetary system we utilize, the divisions, the hate, and the fear patterns that go on and on and on. And the one thing that crossed my mind, and it's sort of funny because I picked up, I read a lot of Tao Te Ching, besides the Kabbalism, and other, you know, I look at all esoterics, no information. And there's one passage, actually, it comes from Tao Te Ching on the 14th, if you would like to look it up. And it basically says, basically, this is verbatim, it says, look, and it can't be seen. Listen, and it can't be heard. Reach, and it can't be grasped. Above, it isn't bright. Below, it isn't dark. Seamless, unnameable, it returns the realm of nothing. Form that includes all forms, image without an image, subtle beyond all conception. Approach it, and there is no beginning, follow it and there's no end. You can't know it, but you can be it. At ease in yourself. Just realize from where you come from. This is the essence of wisdom. And if you look on, I was trying to elaborate in the and what these words say, and I'll try to elaborate, is basically trying to explain to you the way to look at things, to understand the situations and understanding of things that are around us. It's from my last show, of course, I talked about the fishbowl effect and how people live within their own bubbles and what happens when this thing continues on, when people live within their own bubbles as part of a division process. And this is actually just a symptom and not the cause. So when I tried to divulge the symptom cause, is basically I was trying to do as much as possible. Do you see that the diagnosis of, if you call it a disease, which it is? And let me explain what I'm trying to gather at in a more understandable, more powerful, practical way. Look at the human body. You have millions of cells running around your body, right? Blood cells, skin cells, whatever, right? And what is the essence? How does your body function? How does it know where to go? It's out of communication. And the communication runs through perhaps through nerve systems, through your lymphatic system, but more importantly actually is through the DNA systems, which divulges information back and forth to all your other cells through RNA and through other factors and biological chemicals and whatnot, which we know. And of course, there's electromagnetic areas that are communicating back and forth as well throughout your body. So that's how your body functions. And then what happens if one part of your body ceases to communicate, basically divorces the communication from the rest of the body? What do we call that? It's called cancer. It's lack of communication then develops into a tumor or a separate system because it's now not communicating with other cells. Think about it. What is the cancer? Itself, the tissue that's developing is producing new cells. What happens is because it's divorcing itself, it's separating itself from the rest of the body and therefore not being utilized the rest of the body and therefore creates eventually tumors or death or whatever. And that essentially is cancer. Now, if you can put this in the realm of the soul, the human soul, you know, we have a universe, and to divorce our soul or our cells, both in a physical as well as spiritual understanding within the universe, and this includes nature, the earth, the universe, whatever, God. When you separate yourselves and you do not communicate, then we, as a humanity or a soul, at a soul level, we develop this sort of cancer-like effect. In fact, it's definitely like a cancer. And this is what I was referring to, you saw in the very beginning, referring to the element of the division and fear and hate, which are the symptoms and the cause-effect when there's separation or there's lack of communication. So this is what I was trying to elaborate to within the fishbowl. I know, and there are people out there, I mean, you can see, look around. I mean, you'll hear people all upset about the most lame stuff. I mean, pathetically upset over stupid things, over trivia things. I mean, really now. I mean, they get upset over material items and whatnot. I mean, it's understanding you get temporarily upset over something, but when they go on and on, because you have immediate reactions sometimes to emotional things. But when somebody continues over and over again progressively in almost like a neurotic state, I mean, there's a point to that. And it's continuous. And it's very, you can see it all, everybody's so tied into, around, you'll see people so tied into the materialism. Sometimes things are taken away to make you realize what's really important. I mean, what would happen? You're not going to take all that material items to the grave. I mean, think about it. And that's what a porn is, or sometimes things are taken away, the universe, or, you know, whether it's through economics or whatever. It's sort of a, I wouldn't call it a challenge, it's more of a lesson to learn what is in real value. And it's not to say that diminish things that, you know, conference of materialism, because it's nice to have nice things, but when you are so dependent and so spiritually left, you're spiritually where you think only of the physical elements around you, where you think you're just necessary need, live on, like one great man had said, live on bread and water alone. And basically looking at the jewelry, the items, the clothes, the objects, the video games, the, you know, the cars, whatever, that is not what is important. You know, it's not be a rock and roll star, you know, and having a big car, as somebody just sang a long time ago. Because these are really basically, when you get down to it, it's just there's an extremism of selfishness. It's the me-ism. I mean, I can look at, you can look at things and say, well, I will indulge over what the me-ism is all about, because you all know what it is. But sometimes it's so blatant. I mean, listen, it's so pathetic. It's like blah, 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 blah. It's so retarded. I mean, I see it so much, and I see it so many different aspects. Now, I mean, through whether it's an artist, or somebody working in your job, or somebody who's working in performing arts, or somebody who is just whatever affair, you know, there needs to be a distancing themselves from that me-ism. I mean, when you do an object, it's great, you put your own, it's good to have your self-worthiness a part of that. But when you so embellish, you have display such a lack of self-esteem, self-worthiness, because you feel at loss if this thing isn't, and it's all about, look at me, I'm a little baby, oh my God, show me, da da da, look at my show, listen to my song, listen to my, read my book, oh my God, oh, you got, let me play this music, or look what I did at my job, or, you know, what did I eat? I mean, it's sort of a me-ism. And we actually exaggerate even more with the new tools that are thrown to us through such idea things as Facebook and Space, MySpace, and, you know, and it's avenues to communicate, but then there's some people self-indulgence and like, look at me, look at me, look at me. And it's okay to disperse your things that you know or communicate or little things. But some things are over and over and over and over again of a lot of me-ism. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to really paint it. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. And like I said, and then there's, of course, the ones who, the other way, you know, have this. And this is, like I said, these are all symptoms now. Crying, oh, poor me, all the time. You know. Or they feel they have that addiction that they need to be depressed. I mean, some people call it manic depressant, but and they'll have to take some pills. But in fact, and we know for a fact that it's addiction, just like any addiction, through the thought processes. It's addicted to drama. People need always to have some drama in their life to keep their minds away from what's real. So they'll create, actually, because we are co-creators, they'll manifest some sort of mini dramas consistently. You can see patterns. Consistently, over and over again, drama to next week, to the next week, to next week. It's almost like the cause and effect. They need some stupid little drama effects. And it's all, again, because of what? Because there is a separation, a division from that person, that soul, from the universe and God and from nature. It is that separation. I mean, there are even to the point where people, you know, you'll hear about people taking, besides the drama crap, you know, they'll pump away some, smoke some pot or some drugs or drink it till you drop. But again, it is a product of the fear now. the fear, which is all, of course, fear is an illusion, which I've elaborated on plenty of other shows. So we basically, it's like a medication to cover up that fear, to face the reality of situations, or you face the reality of your own abilities, or you face the reality of your own higher selves, or face the reality that what you've, to confront you to what you've been told is pure bullshit, whether it's from your clerics, or your mommy, or grandma, or daddy, or grandpa, or any authority figure, government. But see, your own higher self knows this. I mean, you can't run. You can try to hide, but it ain't going to happen. Because you'll just keep on repeating the same thing over. Because the universe will keep throwing you the same events to you if you consistently do the same stupid things over and over again. Why? Because you don't get it. You're not getting the lesson. And what is the basic lesson? A lot of it, most of it, is just basically we're reinventing the same wheel over and over again, and it's the same wheel cycle that we're going in a process because we haven't learned to heal. And to heal is to grow from. And one of the basic things in order of the healing process is realizing, besides healing yourself, connecting the love spirit within yourself, but to connect with yourself, with the universe, and listen. So just listen. Just quiet on the set, as they say. The universe is trying to speak. Shh. Cameras. Sound is rolling. But this ain't no film. So shh. Quiet. Just listen. Because if you don't stop talking, like I hear I'm talking, how can you ever listen? You're good. People are going, listen to what? Through your heart. I say listen and focus for a change. I mean, it's really not that big a deal. And the people are going, well, how, why, what? I don't understand. But see, let me explain you in a more, draw it on a chalkboard here. If I could, you could see it. It'd be like, you got to realize your soul basically is some, it often refers to the phenomen, the receiving end. And the phenomen inside of you is really the receptive, the passive side that has been purposely cut off through society. I mean, it's been done through clerics, through whether it's the priests, the ministers, the rabbis, the mullahs, and so on. They have purposely made things more in a masculine nature for a reason. One is to cut off your connection to the universe and God, because that is the connecting side. That is your receiving end, the esoteric, the shamanism. That is why they use so many masculine forms of identification, which is to cut you off, which, by the way, produces, by cutting you off from nature, produces the fear, the division, and hate elements. And they'll use things like the Messiah complex, like, oh my God, like they use the Jesus thing, Jesus Christ is your Messiah, or the Obama, he's here to save you. You know, so always use a masculine side. They use the father and son routine, where there's a God, they'll say the father, the Pope is the father, the rabbi, a father, the mullah, the man, always the man. Manly. There's a reason why it's done like that. It's to cut you off. Because they know if you ever connect. If you ever think of why they diminish woman as an aspect in religion, is because there's such a fear pattern of having the feminine side, the connecting of the universe, the passive side, that they think that by cutting from the physical appearance of a woman, it would cut you off from being, so they can control. And that creates that fear and that hate and the division. All three elements continue. I mean, people know that I study Kabbalism. And Kabbalism, literally what Kabbalah means, Lekabel. What's Lekabel in Hebrew means it's to receive. And what are you receiving? You're receiving an understanding, a communication of your soul to the universe of God. I mean, the Hopis, they call it the connection. I mean, every shaman, whether it is through the Taoism, Buddhism, Sumas of the Islam, like I mentioned, Kabbalah and within Judaism, or Native American spirituality and Hinduism, and the original, the real Christianity, agnostic Christianity, because we know that the present one of Protestants and Catholics, which was basically made up from a controlling factor by the Emperor of Rome at that time, namely Constantine. Then, of course, the other shaman understandings of Wiccan, of the white light I'm talking about, of white Wiccan, not dark things. You know, like I'm talking the light of like druids and so on. They're all talking of a connection, whether it's nature, with the universe, with some sort of God, whether it was Tao. It's not, you don't understand, there's a connection between your soul and the universe. See, this man in the, you know, you know, there are three things that are considered the sods, and I was going to even talk about this in this show, but in Kabbalah, and there's a book called the Raziel, and the three secrets, yasod or sod in Hebrew, they're mentioned numerous times. Like I said, there are three of them, and one of them is called the Merkava, which I've mentioned, which is going out of body and connecting outside. That's part of a way of connecting with the universe. Because you do it in so many forms as the Merkava. There is also, of course, and that's, there's the one, the way for the commandments, which is the deeds, so what you do. Alright? And then, of course, there's love. But it's also referred, there's also a Bereshit, which they say in the beginning. So, I changed out here. So the Yesod, I'm sorry. I'm talking mixing up in the pillars. The Sod is the Merkava, which is going out of body and connecting. The command, which are the deeds. And the Bereshit, which is in the beginning. And in the beginning was talking about, I'm sorry, I jumped off of that track before, but the Bereshit in the beginning, which is in Genesis, and people realize the very beginning of the, when they read about Adam and Eve and all that stuff. But it's really talking, not a literal context, but a relationship to man and nature, and how they diverted themselves out of the Garden of Eden. And what is the point is coming back to the Garden of Eden is to reconnect the understanding. Because man got the point to choose. When he left the garden, it was a story to explain choice. That mankind or humanity create got choice. The soul has choice. Animals really don't have much of a choice. Angels don't even have much of a choice. But man or humanity does. The soul does. And in the very Bereshit, it shows the very choice of connecting with the universe. So what happens if there's a divorce of this, a separation? It creates the disease. When Adam and Eve were out of the Garden of Eden, and now they were separated, they had to work in turmoil, they felt the pain and all that, because now they had to learn to reconnect, re-listen to, and they were always listening to. And that was the whole point. So, like I said, if you divorce yourself from nature, the humanity divorces itself from nature and the universe and so on and so on, it produces a cancerous effect with us, within the universe. If you don't listen and don't connect, then what is the result? For every action, there's reaction. We have the cancer of hate, the cancer of division, and the cancer of fear. And in every element of every esoteric, I mean, it's shown within every element. I mean, if you, like Jesus' famous words, and I've said it in the past shows before, like in the book of Thomas, or Gospel of Thomas in 70, Paul reiterated Jesus said, if you bring forth what is within you, what you have will save you. If you do not bring it forth, what you do not have within you will kill you. this is the whole thing. I've had numerous people on shows. They will say the same thing in different ways. And you'll probably read numerous ways of saying the same thing. And it's all about reconnecting. It's all about listening. I mean, there's in the book of Raziel, which is a Kabbalistical holy book in Kabbalism, there's three called the three pillars of the divine toward the path of righteousness. And there's actually using three elements of God's name, or three God, of God's name. One is, most people have heard, is Yahweh, or Yahweh, or whatever. Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh. And that essence is the most middle of it. It's no, it is not even masculine nor feminine. It was non-gender, if you call it that. And the essence of that, toward the righteousness of that name, is Ahava, love. I will love you with all my heart, with all my soul. Said three times, by the way, and Jews are supposed to do it. And then there's the deed, the Elohim, or El. I've read some people have written that as being the feminine, and they've, I don't know how they ever got that, but it's actually the masculine side. It's the deed, It's when you go and do something, it's the proactive, it's acting out. It is the commandment. It's the mitzvah, you go out and help somebody. That is an active way. It's the deed, the thing that you do, and the commandment of the mitzvah, the thing that you do, the charity event, the talking that I'm trying to do, or whatever. That is the Elohim. That is the deed of it. The blessing of it is the Shaddai, the listening, that's the receiving end. The Shaddai is the feminine side. And you'll see this on the Sephirot, people have heard in Kabbalism, one of my past shows, and it's separated in three different elements. But the Shaddai actually means, like, my heart. And also has my God, and it's the feminine. And then even in Kabbalah, in you'll hear the word Shekhinah, which is the bride. Excuse me, got a jet flying over here. I guess that was a jet, or maybe it was a helicopter. The Shekhinah, which is a Kabbalistical understanding of the phenomenon. In fact, it's through Kabbalistic studies, people don't realize how Judaism is very much very close within the systems of the Eastern religions. In fact, particularly in the teachings of both the masculine and feminine principles, you know, I've mentioned before the Kabbalistic, the Tree of Life, which contained the Ten Sefirot, and there are connecting paths of nine, and there are columns, one feminine, one masculine, one middle, which I told you is non. And this is very similar to others, like the Kundalini and the Yin-Yang, Kundalini Yoga, or the Yin-Yang of Taoism, or Shiva, Shakti in Hinduism, the Yavyam of Tantric Buddhism. But it's the understanding, the conception, the understanding, both the feminine energies and elements of God. It has nothing to do with it has a penis or a vagina. It has to do with a receiving thing. So when you'll hear the word Shekhinah, for example, which is said in Austin traditional Judaism, whatever, means the divine essence of Mother Earth, which is the same thing almost like what the Native American spirituality say, the Mother Earth, the Shekhinah, the feminine side, the connecting. That's what we're talking, the receiving, the connecting, the feminine side. But it's, like I said, it's often used in various forms. In fact, and there's a reference to, in the Zohar, referencing to man's soul as being the feminine element of the universe, and while the universe is the masculine. And when it becomes one and there's that communication, it's sort of like, literally it says, a spiritual orgasm. And that's when you have that, feel that oneness, you feel, oh, wow, man. And you get that little buzz or moments or something you just learn about. That's because you're receiving. You're connecting. You get that little buzz, that high you get. You just learn something. That's what that is. That's part of the receiving, the connecting. That's what you must, the endeavor to do, or strive to do. And this is what all shamans and esoterics have been trying and trying continually to strive for better communication with our universe. Unfortunately, there have been those who purposely have cut that off from you, have told you not to. You know, they'll use like words like, oh, the devil, or evil, you know, or don't listen to them because, you know, it's, they're trying to do trickery of the devil or Satan talking through their tongues. Which is a way to control you. It's a manipulation. Cut you off in the universe, and what happens? There's, again, the fear factor. And don't forget, these people also, these souls are also been subjugated to their own separation. That's why they're having that same thought process, the same thinking, which in reality, as we know even through quantum physics, is a non-reality. Because we are all deeply, deeply connected. And we're all connected to the universe, and we need to open our eyes and our hearts to listen. And this is what it's meant. You know, it's, you know, people are going to go, well, how do you do this? What's, you know, how we communicate? How do I listen? Well, first, you need to, when how would you listen to somebody who's speaking to you? Would you be talking? Would you be running around? Does it make it easier for you to listen if you're smoking some pot or drinking some beer or wine or whatever? Does that make you listen better? Would it make you listen better if you're watching TV or a movie or playing a video game? Would you be listening to that person telling you something? Would you be able to listen to that person if you're running around doing some drama, creating some drama, like something happened or whatever, and you're another little dramatic trivia bullshit? Or would you be able to listen if you're thinking and worrying about, you know, paying your bills or your car or whatnot? Are you going to listen? Are you going to be so caught up? See, you can't listen if you're subjugating to yourself to all these things. See, the problem is, people are good talkers, but nobody ever, ever listens. And that is the crux of the problem. Nobody can sit back and just listen. They all got their mouths going, or typing away on their computer, or sitting there punching away, typing on their, you know, on their phone, sending that little message, or on their cell phone talking, not listening. See, there's all these diversions. And if you're doing diversions, you can't listen. So, how do you listen first? You have to focus and listen. Open your ears up. And where's your biggest ear? Is in your heart. Because that's the way you're listening to the universe. In fact, you're so connected, you know, it's not a coincidental thing that you actually have a certain wavelength that's in your heart, which there's a feeling of energy there, which they've actually found. And again, through electromagnetic energy, they know where that chakra, that heart thing, there is actually an energy there, a connecting energy, ironically, of all places, is in your heart area. Isn't that unique? And people probably don't even know that. Electromagnetic, we're talking from the physicality, not even on the spiritual side, that we as humans on this planet have the same vibrational air rhythms as electromagnetic energies of the Earth. So when the Earth starts increasing its electromagnetic energy, what happens to us? We feel disjointed or out of it. So we either get to match it or we don't. And we don't match it, then that's when we have more disease and more things and more calamity, because the Earth is going to continue. But we have the same element. But when we're in tune with the Earth, which we should be, because we have the same measures, but not necessarily the frequencies. If we were in tune with the Earth and our on the physical side, we'd have less problems. It's like if you're sitting in a band and you have playing music and you got one person who's, you know, they're all playing in tune, right? And then you got one person who's playing in a different rhythm. Everybody looks at it and go, what rhythm are you on? And you hear it. It's the same thing. Now, if you can imagine if you have a whole lot of people on this earth playing at different rhythms, that's where you have a problem. It becomes disjointed, dysfunctional. You imagine listen to a song, or just think the earth, it separates, you start separating yourself. But because the universe and the earth are sending you consistently information, like I said, all the time, nonstop. But people are sometimes too convoluted. You know, there was a movie, and I mentioned this many, many times over several past shows, and he elaborated so well in his movie. It was sort of surprised me because he's pretty young. I had him on my show. His name is Ben Stewart. I had a bleep on May 15th of this year, somewhere around there. You can look it up. Listen to my show when I had spoken to him. Very intelligent person. And he had produced a couple movies, actually. One's called Esoteric Agenda, and you can always check that for free on YouTube. And then there's, of course, the one that I think that's really, really important to listen to. And that is, of course, Chematica. And that's spelled with a K. K-Y-Matica, M-A-T-I-C, A, I believe. I think my spelling might be wrong. But if you hit that on YouTube, I'm sure you'll see it pop up. And watch it. I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I have had other guests, a guy named James Taylor and several others. And not just on my show, there's other people on other hosts on other shows that I've listened to on BBS, and not just on BBS, but other areas of information. They consistently try to connect people and trying to tell you in different ways, through mass media ways or different things. You know, whether it's the Dalai Lama or Deepak Chopra, or there's many, many, many that are trying consistently to elaborate, to divulge this information to you in a very consistent way. And they're all saying something very similar. And I don't care, like I said, they're trying to explain to reconnect, because they've already developed the reconnection. They're not trying to create this separation. They're trying to create you to listen, to understand. Now, people are going to ask, now, how do I go about doing this stuff? What do you mean, listen? Well, I told you the first point is, listen. Shut the fuck up. Focus on positive thoughts. I know it's sometimes hard because people have some negative stuff, and everybody's at different moments in their lives. It could be very, very hard. But you have to change your thought patterns and work on developing your thoughts, because thoughts are things. Those thoughts that can actually co-create dysfunctional separations from yourself, trying to, like, creating drama. So if you think positive, you can create positive effects. So that goes in unison, allows you to remove all those thoughts, allow them just to float away, you know, slowly dissipate. And that can be done through meditatively. There's so many different methods of doing that, which I'm not going to elaborate on. You can always send me emails if you have questions on doing it, but there's so many out there ways. Everybody has their own way, their own path. more comfortable doing. They're all right. No one's better than the other one. We each, because we're so we have such different idiosyncrasies, different elements and ways of doing things. Nothing, like I said, we're all like little leaves on this big, giant spiritual tree called the Tree of Life. So you have to listen to your heart. Just feel. Feel the love and the joy within the universe. And I'm not saying be kumbaya. Just have the understanding, the oneness. That was what is meant by God, Ahad, one. And by the way, you know, that's the oneness. That isn't there's one God out there separate from you. It's the one God that we're together. That's the God element. That is what Allah, Elohim, Adonai, God, whatever deity, I don't care how many of you break it up, but when you come down to it, it's always the one. There's always one. And the one isn't to separate. The one is that we're all the same. The creator. We're co-creators. We are part of the same godly effect. It's not God is separate from you. We're all part of the same. We're all one humanity, one universe. And when I say one, is because we're together. And when you get that and you understand, you start listening to those elements, then you go, ah, I'm starting to understand it. And there's no really I know, and that was where I will reiterate now what I said in the very beginning, and maybe, again, you'll understand what I said in Tao Te Ching, number 14. Look, and it can't be seen. Listen, and it can't be heard. Reach, and it can't be grasped. Above, it isn't bright. Below, it isn't dark. Seamless, unnameable, it returns to the realm of nothing. Form that includes all forms, image without an image, subtle beyond all conception. Approach it, and there is no beginning. Follow it, and there is no end. You can't know it, but you can be it. At ease in your life, just realize where you come from. And this is the essence of wisdom. This is the product of understanding. And I want to read off, I might be finishing up Tad a little earlier than I was thinking about because I had some technical difficulties, and I hope you guys can hear me with all this bubbling and cracking because I can't tell because we had problems here for some odd reason on my line. We're going to try to figure this out one way or another. But anyway, there's a poem. It's called, and it was sent to me by somebody from the UK. And not from the person who wrote it, but somebody who had got it from somebody. Sort of funny how things get passed around, which is fascinating. That's one of the great aspects of the internet. People divulge information. But there's a author, his name is Brian Piergrossi, and he wrote this is from his poem, The Big Glow. And it's called A Spiritual Conspiracy. On the surface of our world right now, there is a war, violence, craziness, and things may seem dark. But calmly, quietly, at the same time, something is happening underground. An inner revolution is taking place, and certain individuals are being called to a higher light. It is a silent revolution from the inside out, from the ground up. This is a global cooperation that has sleeper cells in every nation. It is a planetary conspiracy, spiritual conspiracy. You won't likely to see us on TV. You won't read about us in the newspaper. You won't hear from us on the radio. We don't seek glory. We don't wear any uniform. We come in all shapes and sizes, colors and styles. We are in every country and culture of the world, in cities big, small, mountains and valleys, and farms and villages, tribes and remote islands. Most of us, anonymously seeking not recognition of name, but profound transformation of life. Working quietly behind the scenes, you could pass by one of us on the street and not even notice. We go undercover, not concerned for who takes the final credit, but simply that the work gets done. Many of us may seem to have normal jobs, but behind the external storefront is where the deeper work takes a place. With the individual and collective power of our minds and hearts, we spread passage, knowledge, joy to all. Some call us the conscious army, as together we co-create a new world. Our orders come from the Spiritual Intelligence Agency, instructing us to drop off soft, secret love bombs when no one is looking. We express ourselves in our own unique ways, with our own unique gifts and talents. Be the change you want to see in the world. That is the motto that fills our hearts. We know this is the path to profound transformation. We know that quietly, humbly, individually, and collectively, we have the power of all the oceans combined. At first glance, our work is not even visible. It is slow and meticulous, like the formation of mountains. And yet, with our combined efforts, entire tectonic plates are being shaped and moved for centuries to come. Love is the religion we come to share, and you don't need to be highly educated or have exceptional knowledge to understand it. Love arises from the intelligence of the heart, embedded in the timeless evolutionary pulse of all living beings. Be the change you want to see in the world. Nobody else can do it for you. Yet, don't forget, we are all here supporting you. We are all now recruiting. Perhaps you will join us, or already have. For this is the spiritual conspiracy. All are welcomed. All are loved. The door is always open. And that's what I was trying to elaborate. So just open your heart. Open your mind. You will hear the soul of the universe. We are one. The universe is speaking. Humanity simply has forgotten to listen. That's hence the disease of cancer, fear, hate, and division. So I send to you again, listen. And I wish you to thank you all for listening. And I close with from my friends, the Masonic Temple song, Blind, which is from their album, Unknown. And you can check them out at myspace.com/MASTEM. And with that, God bless you all and have a glorious week. God bless you and love you and thanks once again. Bye.
You cannot see the way the world's turned. It's back on you, long way from here. Open your mind, you cannot know the way the world has pushed. It's back on you, long way from here. Hands, you cannot touch the way the world has moved itself on you, long way from here. Open your heart, you cannot feel the way the world has pushed. It's locked on you, long way eyes, you cannot see the way the world has turned. It's back on you, Lord.